This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Landecker with the Monday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Well, a couple got married in the middle of the Southwest flight from Las Vegas to Baltimore. Over the weekend, pilot officiated the ceremony on the loudspeaker, and a fellow passenger recorded and posted the event on social media. The vows were a little different. Ben, do you take Mary in first class or in coach? Window seat or aisle? With sky miles or none? For as long as you both shall fly? Yeah, we made that up. Google is working with the medical industry to develop an artificial intelligence algorithm that uses previous health records along with admission diagnosis and test results to predict if a newly admitted hospital patient is on the verge of dying. They found their computer models outpredict doctors on whether a patient is about to die. Sort of like the doctor's magic eighth ball. The president made a speech to the National Space Council the other day and said he's instructed the Pentagon to create a space force immediately. A space force will be equal to but separate from the Air Force and concentrate on protecting America from attacks from space. Isn't that what NASA does? We're developing a new Department of Spaceland Security. Major League Baseball attendance is down big time this year. In fact, so far, league attendance is down close to 7%. League blames the bad spring weather and said attendance should bounce back as the weather warms up and kids are out of school now. The attendance has been down the last couple of years, but each year less than 1%, so it might take the rest of the season to figure out just what's going on. Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Smoking in America has hit an all-time low. The newest statistics say 14% of U.S. adults are now smokers. That's down from 16% just a year ago. In the early 60s, 42% of American adults smoked. Apple said they're working on an iPhone program that will allow your smartphone to pinpoint your exact location if you make a 911 call. Up till now, that's been a problem. The world's largest ever nude picnic was held yesterday in Paris, France. They say it was for experienced naturists and newbies alike. They drew thousands of picnickers and hope it will be an annual celebration. Ew. Like going to a nude beach. You just wish they would put their clothes back on. Speaking of vacations, here's a brand new vacation experience, courtesy of Royal Caribbean. Their new Spectrum of the Seas super cruise ship is going to feature floating bathrooms. Families that book the 2,800-square-foot Ultimate Family Suite will get to shower in the bathroom that hangs over the side of the ship. They say it provides never-before-seen views of the ocean as you shower. The Ultimate Family Suite sleeps up to 11 and books for $50,000 for a 7-day cruise. Well, tomorrow at 4:30 and 7:30, two shows of the Carson and Barnes Circus, the world's biggest big top show at the Michigan Flywheelers Museum on 68th Street in South Haven. Stop by Cozy. We've got some tickets. They're absolutely free. First come, first served. We'll give them away till they're gone. Stop here at the Cozy Studios on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's. Ask for your free tickets for the Carson and Barnes Circusaurus. 4:30 and 7:30 tomorrow, the world's biggest big top show at the Michigan Flywheelers Museum. And last chance, come get your tickets today. Knucklehead News out of Seattle, Washington, where three people stole a guitar from a guitar center on Wednesday, and they fled in two separate vehicles. But for some reason, they ended up racing each other and then crashed into each other. So the cops came and arrested them. Apparently, it was rush hour, so there wasn't a ton of room to maneuver, but they tried anyway and then crashed. Apparently, that made them really mad at each other because one guy pulled a machete on the other one, and he responded by pulling a gun. Cops got there before things could escalate more and arrested all of them. Knuckleheads. That's your Daily Buzz. You see something I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz? Get it to me. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station at 11637 M140 in South Haven. That's right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Tweet at COSYFM or leave me a message on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are available at WCSY.com. You can subscribe to the Daily Buzz and we'll email it to you. It's also on our Facebook page and great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.